and welcome to Health Live at Seniors Today. We are here once again with Dr. Anand Shroff. Dr. Anand Shroff, as you perhaps know, those of you who have attended his sessions in the past, is a leading eye specialist and a surgeon with over 2 decades of experience. He is attached to the Shroff Eye Hospital in Bandra in Mumbai, and also the Shroff Eye Clinic in Marine Drive, also in Mumbai. We are here today for 2 reasons. One is, it's always good to have him here. The other is the April issue of Seniors Today, the April 15th issue of Seniors Today, we have a special feature by Dr. Shroff, which is answering all the possible questions that that seniors and others in general would possibly have to ask. And, you know, these are eye care signs to look out for, general tips, you know, signs and symptoms that require a visit to the doctor. And, you know, given the fact that we are in a partial lockdown situation in Mumbai and the rest of the country, I thought it would be of interest to have Dr. Shroff here again and address questions. And once again, the all-important question of eye care in the lockdown, perhaps at a time when you are unable to visit the specialist, are unable to visit or are scared of stepping out and visiting the specialist. So welcome once again to Health Live, Dr. Shroff. How have you been?
I've been well, thank you. As well as can be. And well, I'm happy to be back here again.
You know, we had
some more, you know.
We had you in June last year. Mm. And those were early days of the pandemic. And we are again in the midst of another wave. How would you compare this with that?
Well, actually, in terms of my field, of course, there's no change. But I feel it's come like, you know, closer home, you know, because this these different variants, which of course we haven't even checked yet what they are. We don't even know what they are. I wish we would know what they are. But these different variants are now causing they're very virulent in nature, and we're seeing a very rapid spread. So I think one needs to be very careful. Even if you're vaccinated, please, everybody wear your mask and above the nose. That's the most important thing. Mask above the nose and hand hygiene at all times. That's all I can say, because it's really rapidly moving, this one. And I don't even know whether the vaccinations we've taken are actually working against these. That's the first thing that we need to check, actually, whether the vaccine's working against. What are the strains, first of all, we have in India now? Because it seems to be different from what we had the first time over. That was the actual old strain. And that one seems to be quite slow compared to what we have now. So I don't even know whether the vaccines work against what we have now. We need to desperately check that first, which is the one thing that we haven't done.
You know, if a doctor like yourself is unsure about things, tell me, I know this is away from eye care, but this is, it's always good to ask these things to a doctor. But assuming a person like me, who I don't really know what strain it is, etc. Now, what are the, you know, 2 or 3 things one should do in terms of, you know, you mentioned about masks, you know, we can talk about hand hygiene, etc. But those 2 or 3 things that one should do to kind of brace oneself against a possible infection?
You know, I've been working since last April, even when we didn't have any, like, you know, trains or buses, everything was closed, and we had started, and the mortality rates were huge then, you know. I mean, there was a high chance that you could get into a serious jam if you got infected, but we just trudged along. But we've always maintained extreme hygiene at all times. So for us in our hospital, we didn't really feel much of a change, because we have an American certification. So we always maintained extremely high levels of hygiene. But the one thing I would always say is that mask up, and please mask above the nose. It's not about what mask you wear, but it's more about where your mask is, you know. It needs to be above the nose. Very, very important, unless you're all alone. Second thing is that, you know, try to avoid public spaces as much as you can. And this traveling, I don't know, for some reason, people, when they travel, they think that they are away from COVID, you know. But I've seen maximum infections happening from the Kashmir area when they've gone, and Goa and Dubai. I've seen a lot of COVID happening after, and they've come back and infected large amounts of people. So it's just strain that has been really bad. So main thing is mask up, and second thing is watch where your hands are. That's the most important thing. Just keep your hands off anywhere, and especially off your face.
You know, but it's easier said. One keeps touching your face, and one is used to that. Your specs, you twirl your hair, you do various such things. So the you know, and those habits are difficult to change. So what you're saying is just keep washing your hands. And how often?
And stay home. If you really don't have to go out, then stay home. If you have an issue, then yes. If it's something important that you have to finish off, then yes, fine. Otherwise, you get all your shopping at home, all the groceries, everything comes home now. So it's not so bad now. You know, you could at least try and make, you know, try and make do with not really going out.
And what about that, you know, the 1 minute or 2 minute interaction with the person who comes to deliver the grocery or the veggies, etc., or the food parcels?
Well, the important thing is that they need to have their mask up, and you need to have your mask up, then you're set. You don't need to really bother them. And once everything's come in the house, you have to wash what you have to wash, what needs to be kept aside. And otherwise, wash your hands once you interact with anybody, and then be fine. You're back to normal. It's not that difficult, but sometimes we tend to slip up. That's the issue. And the more particular you are, the more you get into trouble. So just be easy about it. Don't get hyper, you know, about everything being perfect. And that's where people slip up more. The ones who are over cautious are the ones, and the ones who are afraid and over cautious are the ones who end up with COVID. You know, it's strange.
Yeah,
just like, you know, behave normally and like sensibly, and you're fine.
That's true. Thank you, Doc, for these words of advice. Okay, let's get to the questions. We have a doc. We have a question from Mr. K. Lakshminarayan, who's one of our regulars, and who's also participated in our singing challenge hunt. His question is, how safe is it to read from Kindle? As Kindle claims that they put minimal stress on the eye, but I doubt. I have a habit of at least reading for 2 hours per day.
So anything you read, you need to have good light, number one. Okay, that relieves the strain. Second thing, you're reading 2 hours, and if you're over 40, then you probably need a near number to read. So it's best not to read with like a bifocal or a progressive glass, because then you're looking right down to read. So you've got to read 2 hours and stuff, then you need a separate glass to read. So that's the most important thing. Always have a separate reading glass and look straight at the book instead of looking right down, you know, to read, because that's not natural. I always keep saying it over and over again, but we were meant to farm and hunt. On a farm, no one sits looking down all the way down for an hour and 2 hours. It's not natural to keep looking down. So what I tell people is just keep, if you're going to sit for that long, then please keep a separate glass to read. And look straight at your book. Don't keep looking down all the way. Down is okay. You know, these specs where you look down all the time, the bifocals and the progressives are fine when you want to see, because urgent work is always closed. So for your time, phone, SMS, WhatsApps, all your bills, checks, menu card, ticket, you can look down quickly and do what you want to do. But 2 hours on a Kindle, it's always best to keep good light, a little bit of light, and with a separate separate near glass, you're looking straight ahead, you're not looking down.
Now, let me clarify a point. You said that if you are sitting in front of a computer, and I'm asking this question for myself, although I'm not 60, is anybody above 40, if you're going to be sitting in front of even a computer, like I'm sitting right now, for over 2 hours, I should have separate reading glasses.
Correct. Because otherwise, you're not looking from the... Because if you're looking at the computer and you wear a, let's say like a bifocal, you're looking from the upper glass, because the comp is not down, you know, it's up here. And so either you're looking from the upper glass, or you have to have your chin up and look from the lower one. you end up sometimes with a neck issue. So always best to keep a separate one and look straight ahead.
And what are these reading glasses where you go to the optician and ask for some?
Well, when you have like a prescription, you'll have a far and a near. So just ask for the near component.
And with any power or without any power?
Yeah, with the power. Whatever is your near number, you just wear as one single glass.
Okay. We have a question from Pushottam Jha, who asks, I have my eyes operated for cataract. At times, I feel a strain, heaviness, and slight swelling in the eye. Can you please enlighten on this?
Well, I just need to know when it is, though. Is it when he reads, or is it there full time, or is it there when he wakes up, sleeps? At what time is it more, or what time does it happen? Is it linked with seeing near objects? Is it linked with what? That is the only issue. I mean, it's hard to say without knowing a full history. And I take always a very, you know, intense history session to know, because a lot of the diagnosis happens from the patient themselves only.
Yeah. So, Mr. Jha, if you are online right now, please do clarify and we will ask this question. I don't see him online right now. In the meantime, we have a question from Mahendra Kulkarni, who's from Khargar of Navi Mumbai. How safe is it to have a cataract surgery in this lockdown period? I was asked for a surgery next week and the doctors asked me to do a COVID-19 test. I'm really afraid to do the test, as it seems whosoever goes for the test, it comes positive. This is very stressful for a senior like me who's 72 years old.
Well, at our place, we treat everyone like they're COVID, you know, positive, and take extreme care at all times. So we don't do the RT-PCR test. We do odd ones like C-reactive protein. You know, we do like CRPs and all the other few tests around it. So we then have a fair idea of what's happening. Thing is that for us, we treat everyone like they have COVID only. So everyone is looked after in a, you know, kind of in their own separate space. We take extreme care with hand hygiene, masks, this, that, with them, with us, everything. So we've been through this entire lockdown, at least we've been doing a fair number of surgeries and everyone's been fine. No one's had an issue.
But
and
can
the
one person
appointments are far apart. So I don't know about this RT-PCR. No, some doctors might want to do it. I felt that if I'm making them do it, then even I should be doing it every week, you know. It's not fair to just make the patient do it and not the doctor. So then I'd have to do it every week then. So we do it every 2-3 weeks. We try to do it. But we are extremely careful, all of us. My staff and I are extremely careful, you know. So we have been going about doing it. We don't ask for an RT-PCR test. But we've been good so far. We just treat everyone like they have it. Even if you have a negative test and after 2 days you come to us, you could have contracted it after that. It could be anything. Right. And sometimes you get false, like positive and false negatives and everything, all, you know, all that stuff happens. So for us, I'm not bothered, but if the doctor is asking for it, then I don't know. I mean, you have to do it, no, I guess.
Right. We have a question.
If it comes like positive, then you do one more test and see if it's back to negative. If you're asymptomatic and you think you don't have it, then do one more at some other center. Confirm. Right. Or do an antigen test then and figure you have it or don't have it.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a tricky thing from whatever one understands from you that, you know, but clearly the processes that something like your clinic has, you have tried and tested it over a period of time.
Because yeah, from last April, and they've been quite good. So for a year, we've seen that what we've been doing has really worked out. And we're extremely particular. And as in, even if they have like a negative test, doesn't mean anything, frankly. And even if you're vaccinated, means nothing. So I just treat every, because you could have an odd strain, which is not, you know, taken care of by the vaccine. So we just treat everyone like they're COVID positive. That's the best way to do it. That's how we've got saved ourselves all this time. And I think that's the most safe thing to do, not to depend on tests. But if the doctor is asking for it, there's nothing you can do. I mean, if he said you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
We have a question from S.P. Khare, who says, Doctor, I've been told that a cataract problem is expected for my right eye. I'm not able to visit the doctor due to the pandemic. Can I make out at home if the problem has reached its limit and I must visit the doctor even with the pandemic?
Well, that you can make out if you have a change in the vision. Otherwise, how it's go? I mean, and that's a bit tough. I mean, unless you've seen the same, unless you do an internet test for your vision, or if you look at the same shop signboard or something and it's looking hazier. But there are sometimes in some forms of cataract where, you know, you can't really make out. You do have the cataract, but you can't really tell that it's become very bad. And if you're not into night driving and all that, you know, sometimes you can't tell very easily that you have a cataract. You have to go to a doctor and show it only. But well, if it's not so bad, then I guess, I mean, you at least for these, for a month or two, they could wait if wanted to.
We have a question from Sri Ram Iyengar, who says, after my afternoon nap of 45 to 60 minutes, I feel heaviness in my eyes as if I have not slept for a long time. I feel my eyes have become smaller. I have an eye allergy and dry eyes issue. Please advise.
Okay, so when he wakes up in the afternoon, in the evening.
That's right. After his hour-long nap.
Well, one would have to check and see what the matter is. But generally, after you wake up any time, because the eyes have been shut for a long while, you know, it gets a bit hot and humid in the eyes. So you do get a bit of mucus coming and things that can happen. But it's if it's beyond that, it's dry and allergic, one would have to do an examination to see what it is, very frankly. So that's very hard to say what's the matter. It happens every single day, then one has to look at it.
We have a question from Mr. M.K. Mukherjee, who says, for dry eyes, how do them take care? Rubbing them in case of itching gives a relief.
Well, you know, there are two issues here. Number one is, this is dry eyes like stress, you know. If you don't know what the diagnosis is, then the physician tells you that you've got stress. This is stress induced. The same thing with the eye. If you don't get a diagnosis, you just say there's a dry eye, you know. And everyone thinks it's dry. And on the internet, you'll read, oh, it's dry eye. So that just assumes it's dry eye. But dry eye is when you don't have enough tears. And that symptom is only different. So dry eye is where you don't have enough tears. And that's when the eyes burn and they start watering with the slightest draft. You know, sometimes you get a lot of sensitivity also to light. That is a real dry eye in the true sense. What we end up having, and what this case seems to be, is dryness of eyes. Now, dryness of eyes is a symptom of allergy, and so is itching. So the eyes feel rough and dry because the surface is slightly allergic and roughened. So this allergy needs to be treated. So this dryness of eyes that happens is actually not a dry eye, like a diagnosis, like we give a dry eye diagnosis. It needs to be treated as an allergy. So there are these various allergy eye drops one can take. If you want, I can hand you some names. I mean, that will help.
If you could,
Sure, I can let you send it to a chat or something. Whatever.
Yeah, good. So we have a question from Dilip Dalal, who says, he's a diabetic patient. What is the effect of the retina? Both eyes cataract surgeries have been done 2 years back.
Is there something wrong with the retina? What is I don't understand.
He says he's a diabetic, or he wants to know about whether the diabetes has an impact on the retina.
Yeah, it has an impact mainly on the retina. And of course, the lens, where it will cause a cataract, but that's already gone. That's already removed and done. And it can't impact the new implanted lens will not get affected from the diabetes. But diabetes affects mainly the lens, which where you get a cataract, and it affects the retina.
Right.
These two. So the retina needs to be checked up once a year.
Right.
After dilation of the pupils.
We have a question from Chandrakant Velhal, who says, I had a cataract operation of both my eyes 3 years back, but I still sometimes get itching on my eyelids lower level. and then I have to rub them. Please advise.
Well, you get these, well, that's probably from dry skin on the eyelids. So you get these, well, I usually give an eye ointment on the outside. I think I've lost your video. Okay. So I usually give an eye ointment to be used on the eyelid skin for like, you know, 4 or 5 days and it gets cured. So that also I can hand you the.
We have a question from Radhakrishna M, who says, I'm 65. 3 days back at 4 a.m., my right eye started paining, watering, and also with the sand particle feeling in the eye, all simultaneously. After 6 to 8 hours, it subsided. Have not yet been to my ophthalmologist. I'm a diabetic, which is controlled. What could be the reason?
Well, what happens, was there any injury that happened earlier? Because that can sometimes happen from injury. So the thing is that what happens with this 4 a.m. thing can also happen first thing in the morning when you wake up. So some people have a slightly loose surface. So your front dome of the eye, called the cornea, that has a surface, a very thin surface layer called the epithelium. So usually after an injury sometimes, or your hand is hit or something, what happens is that that epithelium gets loose. So at night, sometimes when you're about to start dreaming, you know, your eyelid and your eye are stuck together. So suddenly when you start to dream and you get rapid eye movement, it pulls on that epithelium. And for about 10 to 15 minutes, you get poking and watering, and then it slowly subsides and goes away. Now he's saying 8 hours, God, no, one may have to check it then. Typically in about 10-15 minutes it goes away, and if it happens every night, then you have to fix it.
He's just sent a message saying that he's not had any injury in the past.
So then maybe just like a one-off thing. Might have rubbed in his sleep or something, and might have just happened. But that's when the epithelium gets slightly affected. But it's happened once, it's fine. Now it's gone, it's healed and finished. End of chapter.
Right. We have an anonymous question who says, I have a floater in the right eye and a macular hole operation 20 years back. Please advise treatment for the floater.
Well, these floaters, actually, there is a laser that can fix it, but it's got its drawbacks also. Because sometimes these floaters are very close to the retina also. So it's very difficult to really say that, you know, that it can be fixed. In fact, we don't often, we don't really advocate use of that YAG laser to actually, like, you know, break the floaters up. Normally, they just float out of view, you know, and they come occasionally and they go out again. So one doesn't really treat the floaters unless there are many and large ones. Then one needs to think of doing like a surgical intervention, which is not recommended as long as they're not really affecting the sight.
In fact, there's a question on floaters from Mr. Ishwar Jale, who says, I'm 67 from Hisar in Haryana. I underwent a cataract surgery on 31st March 2021. I have floaters after the surgery. Please advise me what I should do and what is the prognosis. He is Dr. Ishwar Jale, a vet from age 67 from Hisar.
So basically what happens is that sometimes you already have floaters which are there in the jelly of the eye called the vitreous. That vitreous is right next to the lens from where we take out one lens and put another lens. It's a thin layer only between that vitreous jelly and the lens itself. So when you're working in the bag of that lens and removing one lens and putting another lens in, there are waves which, you know, because there's a lot of fluid which flows in the eye when you're doing a cataract surgery. So that leads to a few waves forming on that bag, in that skin. And those waves sometimes transmit to the vitreous and slightly, like, you know, disrupt the vitreous a little bit. So sometimes your floaters somewhere on the side, they tend to for some time come in the middle and then they go away also. And sometimes, very rarely, a few particles go from the front to the back and become floating objects, you know, very fine particles. that can sometimes happen if some of those, while you're removing the cataract, a few fine particles tend to find their way to the back of the eye. Right. Because when you're doing a cataract surgery, you are removing the pulp and the seed of the lens from that skin, which is actually floating in the eye. And it's got gaps on the side from where some of those particles could very occasionally go through to the back. But usually it's your own floaters which come into view and then slowly go back again out. So I guess one has to just like wait it out. It should settle on its own.
We have a question from Rajesh Gupta, who says he's 62, wears bifocal glasses since last checked and wearing since 2016, doing computer work for stock exchange. So he's wearing bifocals and he hasn't checked his eyes since 2016. If he has any suggestions, obviously he must get his eyes checked more regularly.
No, so I didn't get it. What's the question exactly?
No, nothing. He just wants to know, he wears bifocals and he's been wearing them since 2016 and he's
checked. If he's on the market, he needs to wear a separate near glass. Bifocals are not good if you're on your laptop or your PC looking at numbers for so long. From 9:30 to, from 9:15 to 3:30 is a long time. For 6 hours, you can't, you need to have a separate near glass.
Right. We have a question from Sheila Kohli, who says, Doctor, after my cataract surgery, I find my nose runs a bit. Is it connected?
How long back was the surgery?
She hasn't mentioned that, but I guess she will tell us.
Immediately after, there's no link as such, but one must be careful when one puts the eye drops. Because sometimes the eye drops, if you start blinking, then those drops run into the nose and throat, and it could irritate the nose. So what you need to do is after drops, put a drop in and then shut the eyes once and keep it closed for 2 minutes. Extra comes out from the side, but won't go down into the nose or throat.
Sheila ji says that she's had the surgery a year and a half back.
Then one, if she's getting watering now, then one needs to also, because tears go out through the eyelid into the nose through a tube which goes through. So then there could be some issue there in the sac, which is separate from cataract surgery. Then one needs to check and see what it is.
There's a question from Mahesh Patriwar, who says, I'm using wearing spectacles for the last 10 years, but this time the glasses given by my optician after checkup, which without wearing or not, my head pains. So in this case, what would you suggest?
The head pains when he does eye work, or it pains anytime, anyway?
Which without wearing, his head pains, his head aches.
So if you don't wear the specs, then the head pains.
That's what he said.
Then he should wear them.
Yeah. So I don't really know what he...
If his eyes or the forehead hurts when he is doing his work, doing eye work, then of course it's eye strain. And if it's not paining otherwise, then it is definitely eye strain.
Right. He says, I feel my eyes heavy after applying.
After applying.
I am not aware of his question. But anyway, let's move on. We have a question from Shailesh Shastri, who says, what are the early signs of contact? My eyes are very often moist, watery. Is it a sign of contact, of cataract? Sorry. I'm 62. Can you please clarify?
Since how long have they been moist? Since a year, 2 years? What?
Let me ask him. We have a facility here of asking.
So one thing is, no, let me just start answering while he comes back to us.
Mr. Shailesh, can you answer this question? Since how long have you had this problem? I have allowed you to speak.
He's on mute.
Yeah, he's on mute. Okay. he's not answering. Anyway, why don't you just answer?
Okay, so my point is that a lot of people are having watering when they sit on the computer, laptop, etc., when they're working from home, because of the ceiling fan. So what happens is that since the eyes are made for the outdoors, when you stare, it is nature assumes that you're about to kill, and therefore nature will not let you blink. Now we sit 6, 6, 8, 8 hours doing near work, and our blinking rate drops by 80-85%. And at that point, if you have the ceiling fan on, then the eyes get dry and they start to burn and start watering. So these ceiling fans are not there in your office, but only at home. So when you're working from home, one has to be careful not to have the ceiling fan on, because that makes the eyes dry and then they start watering.
The ceiling fan being on is a normal occurrence, right?
It's a normal occurrence, but it makes the eyes very dry. And then they start burning and watering. So since they've started working from home, people have started having very watery eyes. But the reason is a ceiling fan, which you don't have in the office. So you have to keep the ceiling fan off. Either open some doors, windows, or have a table fan kept away, or put the AC on away from the face. And use a lubricant. If you have to have a ceiling fan on, then I guess you have to use like a lubricant and try to keep the eyes moist. Any of these, you know, all your refreshed ears type of lubricating eye drops. Best thing is to keep the ceiling fan off when you stare. Even at the TV, for example.
We have a few questions which have come in. Mr. Mukherjee and a few others who have asked, and Mr. Chandrakant, who have asked for the eye drop and the eye ointment. We will have it.
If you want, I can put it on the chat.
Okay, fine. All right. So you can see it from the chat in a minute. We have a question from Hema Barot, who says, what suggestions do you have from someone suffering from eye spasm? Shouldn't opt for a surgery?
What sort of a spasm is it? Is it where the just there's a slight twitch of the eyelid, or is it when the eyes actually go into a complete, like every few seconds they go up and down?
She hasn't specified, but assuming it's the lowest end of the problem.
Okay, lowest end is when you have an allergy, then one part of your eyelid goes into a twitch on its own. It just triggers off on its own. That happens when you get exposed to settle dust and then, you know, if you open some old clothes, old books, you've entered a new house, which is freshly, you know, like painted or whatever, things like that. So that's a twitch that usually goes on its own, comes and goes, comes and over a month or two, it goes on its own.
It's a twitching in her eyes, she says.
Yeah, so that twitching eyes is a twitch in the eyelid.
Right.
So that's what I mean. I don't know which one it is, but whatever. So if it's only a slight twitch of one part of the eyelid going on its own, then it is an allergy. So you can just use any anti-allergy eye drops. And otherwise, if it's the whole eye going in a twitch, then it's part of the face. Then it's what we call hemifacial spasm, which, you know, it goes twitch, sometimes with the pulse also. So that is a problem with your facial nerve there. And slowly the whole half of the face will twitch over time. So they're two totally different things, but I guess we'll be able to answer if you have more information or if you see the person.
Yeah. Shailesh Shastri asks, sir, you haven't answered questions of early signs of cataract.
There are many types. Cataracts often have no signs also. Especially when it's going, the cataracts can go white or they can go black. Like, you know, the final stage can be a completely white cataract or a completely black cataract. So if it goes black, it slowly gets harder and harder, something like the seed of a mango. You know, it just keeps getting harder. And the color of that lens changes from its usual light gray to light yellow, dark yellow, brown. Slowly it goes to black. And right at the end, when it's become a very hard cataract, is when you start losing vision. Otherwise, just have changes in number sometimes and a little bit here and there. But if it's going white, then you start to lose sight quite fast then. In the sense, it gets hazy, smoky vision. And sometimes you have a cataract only in the center, and that then leads to difficulty with night lights and things. If night lights tend to scatter, then it is from that type of central cataract. So there are many, many types of cataract which have all kinds of different symptoms. So very hard to say. But usually if you have smoky vision or you have rapidly changing numbers, then one should have a look.
Yeah. Doctor, I've asked you this question earlier, but tell me, how often should one get one's eyes checked after the age of?
I would say once a year.
50 or 60.
Once a year is good because there are some things which are very silent, especially the pressure of the eyes must be checked, because if it goes little above the normal, you won't even come to know. And, you know, it could harm the optic nerve. So one should be, it's not always that you can come to know things. And usually people go to the optician and just check, but they don't look inside. Like an optician, say in the UK or the US, would probably look in at your optic nerve, check the pressure, see like bits of the retina, put drops and have a look inside. You know, do much more than our opticians. Our guys just check the sight in the center at the of the chart and say, okay, fine, you can see everything. So sometimes if you have decreasing visual fields and stuff like that, you won't even know till the end stage that you've lost your side vision, because they've just checked the center and packed you up saying, oh, you're fine, you can see everything. And then when things are really bad, then they send them to the doctor saying, okay, now go. Something seems to be wrong. So once a year is always a good thing.
So what you're saying is
that, from a glaucoma point of view,
clearly after the age of 60, it is important to see an eye specialist, not someone in a
optician is the wrong place, in at least in India. The way it works in the US, UK and other Western nations is that they do a fairly comprehensive checkup, and they find something wrong which they can't fix, that's when you're sent. They only refer you, or the GP refers you, you know, they have that thing where you can't go straight to the eye doctor.
We have a question from Atit Bansal, who says, Doctor, does corona affect the eyes? From past 2 or 3 months, I'm having severe allergy in my eyes with reddish swelling, itchiness, and water coming out. I've taken treatment, but once I stop, then it happens again. How do I increase the long vision?
Increase the vision?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the vision, but this itching and the redness and all sounds like an allergy to me. So it seems that his eyes are a bit allergic, because this itching is a very typical thing to happen. It's not linked with COVID or anything. COVID just gives you slightly pinkish eyes. And sometimes there's an issue with the retina, because it can cause blood clots, and you could end up with a stroke, you could end up with like hemorrhage in the retina and stuff, but those are rare.
We have a question from Arvind Navre, who says, I'm using eye moist, Biden, Lotel and eye mist gel as advised by my eye specialist, but still somewhere eyes become red and watery because my pressure is also okay. I'm operated for cataract for both the eyes. What could be the reason for it? Is it because of heat?
Well, Lotel is a steroid gel. So I don't know, there must be something else wrong. Otherwise they wouldn't normally give it. I don't know the exact diagnosis why it's been given, but if it's been given, then there's obviously something more that I don't know about. So I don't want to comment if he's on proper treatment. If it's just normal drops being put, then maybe one can, but hard to say why he's on the Lotel and whether, you know.
We have a question from Sushil Kumar, who says, I'm 73. I've been diagnosed age-related cataract and narrow angle glaucoma. My corneal thickness is 587 cell count has gone down from 16 in 2019 to 36 in 2020, and my cornea is damaged. Is it getting worse, and does rubbing the eyes damage?
No, so sorry, he said that the pressure has gone up to 36.
The cell count has gone from 16 in 2019 to 36 in 2020, and his cornea is damaged.
36 must have gone to 16. No, but is the cataract surgery done or not done?
Not yet done.
Cataract itself would help with the narrow angle. when you remove that fat lens from inside and put a flat implant, it itself makes room and makes the angle from narrow to fairly open angle. But now having a cornea with a low cell count also, one has to be quite careful when one does the cataract surgery.
We have a question from Hema Barut again. I'm sorry to pursue this further, but it's hemifacial spasm. So is surgery the only option? I've been suggested Botox injection and surgery, but aren't there any other options available?
Well, hemifacial, no, is actually a spasm caused by the nerve, by the facial nerve. So all, it goes everywhere. So the whole half face goes into a spasm. So that actually the neurologist and the neurosurgeon have to take a call based on whether the patient is able to live with that or not. So it's very hard to say, you know, sometimes from the cosmetic point of view also, you normally don't, you know, don't look nice to keep having the eyelid going like, you know, on a twitch on its own. And sometimes the whole face goes into a twitch, you know, the mouth and the eyes and everything. So it really depends on how bad the thing is. If it's just a slight twitch in the eyes, it's fine. As long as it doesn't get worse, it's okay. But if the doctor has recommended a surgery, then it's not a very straightforward thing. It is a fairly major job.
Doctor, thanks a lot for all the questions. There are quite a few questions that have come in. A lot of them are basic, and that just shows, you know, we've had you speak about glaucoma in the past, cataract in the past, but here there are quite a few very basic level questions that have come in. And to all our you know, viewers here who are present, I would, it might sound like a plug, but I would urge you to read the Seniors Today issue of April 15th, where Dr. Anand Shroff has, in very detail and very painstakingly and in point form, addressed most of the queries that people would possibly have. So your chat window has the Seniors Today website ID. On 15th, which is the coming Thursday, the website will have the magazine and will have the article, so you can look at that. And Doctor, thanks a lot for being here. There are
thank
a few.
Thank you.
You know, the medicines that people want to know, which are if you could.
Yep, I just put it in the chat.
Yeah.
So there's an eye drop called Olopat Max, which is good for allergies, which can be used 2 to 3 times a day, max. So that's one. And for the gentleman, I don't know, who was with the a little bit of a itching on the lower lid,
yeah,
there is an ointment, but it's a steroid ointment. So it's only for 3 days, twice a day, only for 3 days. So that is very important. I'm not sure I should write about steroids on a normal chat.
Perhaps not. I think we should, the thing is that those of you who have queries, of course, as I said, you can look at read the Seniors Today website. You can watch the edited extracts, the video from this session. You can also go through the takeaways and the videos of Dr. Shroff's sessions that he's had in the past with us. And a lot of questions that you have been answered in the past, but you know, there are new ones here. The article has, for instance, some interesting tips about whether one should have 4 glasses of water, as is recommended by WhatsApp University. It's you know, do you do those exercises that are recommended? All those tips are there in the article, so I would urge you to read them. Doctor, are you available for teleconsults again? Because there are people who are now will have this question.
Yeah, we've been doing a fair amount of that, frankly, because of all this lockdown and fear and all that. So we've been doing it right from last April. So our phone numbers are also on our website. And from there, one can fix up, just has to call the reception and say that I need to do a teleconsult. And they'll be more than happy to help and get things done.
So this is Shroff Eye Clinic.
Yeah, Ashraf Rai Hospital. You can just call 669-21000.
One second, 669-21000.
Yeah, and they'll help up, whether it's in the city or wherever. I mean, they'll just help do the consult, because I can do it from anywhere. So they would normally do it, get organized. So leaving my normal OPDRs, typically by about 5 to 7 o'clock, I usually do these. I do all the tele consults. So one can ask whatever they need to.
Wait, so I've put the number here for the benefit of everyone. It is 022, which is the Bombay code.
Yes.
692-1000.
Yes, 1000.
692-1000. So thanks a lot for being here, Dr.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. You know, it's of course a concern that there are so many people with so many basic questions, but the point is that it is these are there, and it's always good to have you.
It's always nice to just meet. I mean, not to just address all these things, because you know, sometimes I'm not sure whether something is important or not, and sometimes a small tip can really save your sight also, you know. So that small things count, you know, because you hear so many people saying so many different things, and often it's all wrong, you know, so it can actually harm the eye. So I'm that's why this April issue was about that, you know, about telling people what to look for, what not to do, very importantly, what not to do. And, you know, just because doing something silly could actually harm the eyes, you know. And that's why, like for instance, people rub the eyes and stuff. It can actually change the shape of the eyeball, you know. So things like that, you know. If you have an allergy, fix it instead of trying to knuckle the eyes all the time. So there are a lot of things like that, which, you know, one thinks is okay, but is not actually. And that's the reason why I, in fact, like to come to your, you know, to over here and answer everything, because it's sometimes it's a basic doubt, but it could mean a lot.
Well, thank you very much. So we are going to be back again next week with in fact, the next week's session is on we have a physiotherapist, a leading physiotherapist who's going to be coming in. The session is titled interestingly from geriatric to geriactive, and you know, we're going to talk about physiotherapy lessons once again given the lockdown, what you can do sitting at home. So please do join us. There's a lot happening at Seniors Today, on Seniors Today, the website, Seniors Today, the magazine, and of course, all our events. Thank you very much once again, Dr. Shaf.
Thank you. Welcome. See you.